Walk in love as children of the light. See this Sunday the purposes of Lent. Open our eyes that we walk as is becoming of children of God and that we work towards closer union with our crucified Lord. Christ shows us that we need to see our spiritual dilemma. He opens the eyes of the blind. For us, most of us are not blind, not physically blind, so our Lord is warning of spiritual blindness. We have each one of us particular spiritual battle waging for our souls. Each one of us has our predominant fault. The fault that we most often fall into, or which most often leads us to sin. But if we don't fight, it doesn't matter. The devil will still try to drag you to hell. So we need to know, we need to be able to see our spiritual state. How is your soul? How is your soul doing? This is the purpose of Lent. Wake up. Look at the world so sucked into social media, fashions, devotions, sports. Some things are necessary. We need to be aware of and involved in certain things, but now we're in the season of Lent. This is the time we slow our physical activity. This is the time we open our soul to that influx of grace from Christ. This is the time for us to step back from our physical needs and focus on our spiritual needs. We must see with the eyes of faith. See what? We must see ourselves as saints. We're all called to be saints. We're all called to be holy. Our Lord gave us this calling to become a saint, and so it is possible for us, for you and me, to become a saint. But not if we don't work at it. Not if we just do the season of Lent, go through the actions of Lent, and then go back to our old self. We are here to make progress. And so we ought to have this ideal as a saint. We think of ourselves. What would it look like if you were a canonized saint? How would you go about your day? What would your daily actions be? How would you go about your prayer life? How would you go about with all the people that you normally see and deal with? How would you speak as a saint? What would fill your mind? How would you, as a saint, seek God's grace in everything you do? And so we wonder, as we have this ideal, this image of us as a saint, what is different from that picture from what we see in our daily lives now? This is the season of Lent. This is the time for us to be growing towards that sanctity. We need to study ourselves so we know what we need to change about ourselves to become that saint. And we need to be seeking it now. This is the season of Lent, the time of our greatest sacrifices and sufferings. If you're not becoming a saint now, when will you become a saint? Our passions are subdued. Our soul is strengthened. This is the time of our greatest spiritual advantage. We need to use it well and not let it get away from us. We must use it then to make this spiritual progress, make those advances towards sanctity, towards sainthood. In the spiritual life, you're always moving either forwards or backwards. We're called to be saints, and this is the greatest time for us to do that. We won't, if we're not the rest of the year, we won't work at it so hard if we're not now. So we have to open our eyes to the truth. We're not there yet. We have some walking to do. We need to get going. We need to work on ourselves. We need to change something about ourselves. We pray after confession, the act of contrition, we pray, I resolve by the help of thy grace to amend my life. It's very important for a good confession to have that purpose of amendment, at least at the time of confession. But this needs to spill over into our life. We confess we are sorry for what we have done. We are sorry that we have offended our Lord and our God. We are sorry Okay, what are you going to do about it? You have to make a change. Amendment means change. You have to change something about yourself. We have to take time to think about what that is. Again, knowing our predominant fault, what most often leads us into sin, we have to work at applying the opposite virtue. We have to work at seeking that grace of Christ in that time of temptation, being ready because it will come again. No one becomes so holy that they were not tempted. Even our Lord was tempted. But temptation is not sin. We can overcome it if we apply the remedy. We have to be seeking that remedy. We have to know that remedy. We have to study ourselves. This is the walking which St. Paul speaks of. We mortify our bodies and bring it into subjection. But this is what we have done before. We've been in Lent before. We've gone through this liturgical cycle. We've desired to be better before. How often do you get somewhere by taking one step? And so, as we make a plan for our amendment for change, changing our lives and forming habits of grace, habits of sanctity, we don't just make a plan and then, okay, it's perfect. No, nothing that we do is perfect. We seek to perfect our lives. And so as we go through our life, anything that you care about, you make a plan of action, you put it into place, and then you adjust it. You examine it. This is the spiritual life. We need to be proactive in our spiritual life. We're not going to float to heaven. We have to fight for heaven. We have to fight against ourselves, against the world, against the flesh, against the devil. And so we make a plan to change our lives, to amend, and then we look at it, okay, how did it play out? Was it successful? Did I do well? Or what did I fail? How did I fail? And make those changes. That's where indispensable for Catholics are three devotions: the morning offering, the daily rosary, evening examination of conscience. In the evening, we examine ourselves and examine our day, examine our plan. How did we do? Okay, I failed in this area. I was successful here. Promote the success and change the failure. We need to be adjusting our spiritual life always, be attuned to ourselves, what is working on us. And then in the morning, we make our morning offering and we resolve to give this day to God, to consecrate your life to God. This is our purpose. Why do we live? Why do we have all these things? The whole world, all of creation has one purpose: to glorify God. And we fulfill that purpose by saving our souls. We do that by practicing virtue, by making changes to our life, renouncing the world, and focusing on our goal of saving our soul, of becoming saints. And so, in that morning offering, we look forward to our day. Especially in the season of Lent, we do the Stations of the Cross, we focus on the Passion of our Lord. What did He do for us? What did He do when He was presented with the cross? He embraced the cross because He knew what it was. He knew it was His great work of redemption of mankind. He knew it was our means of success. And so He gives it to us daily, sends us splinters of the cross in our daily life. So in our morning offering, we should look forward to our day because we know we have to deal with so-and-so. We know this situation is going to come up and it's going to be oh so aggravating and difficult. Now you know it, and you've done it before. How many things day by day we go through, and it's the same thing over and over. We break that cycle now. This is the season of Lent. We put forth that effort to say, no, I'm done with living this old life. I now espouse Christ. I now come and join Him on the way of the cross. I now elevate my whole life, everything that I do, to the work of sanctification. Everything that we have is for this goal, for this purpose, to save our souls, to walk as children of the light, to be partakers of that work of our Lord. We come to then to that great means of sanctity, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We're not just here to attend. We're not just here to fulfill an obligation. We are here to seek grace, to seek our means of overcoming ourselves, the world, and the devil. We're seeking the means of grace through this holy sacrifice. The Mass imparts grace to us by being here, but we take part in that sacrifice in a special way. We have a part in union with our Lord to offer that sacrifice. We look in the prayer of the Mass. We mentioned yesterday in our talks the two drops of water the priest puts in the chalice with the wine, representing, symbolizing to us specifically our work in the sacrifice. And as we receive that flood of grace, we think of this beautiful thought of a raindrop in an ocean. What gains more, the raindrop or the ocean? The raindrop effectively becomes the ocean. And this is our means of grace. This is our strength, the grace of Christ. When we receive the sacraments, we renew sanctifying grace, or we add to our sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is God's life in the soul. God Almighty desires you to be a saint. And he gives you the means to do so. He doesn't force you. And so with this, we have to be focused. We make that morning offering, but not just for the morning. We have to bring it up into our mind throughout the day. What am I doing with all these things? What am I doing with my life? Live for Christ. Walk then as children of the light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness, justice, and truth. We move forward with our lives. And this is the season of Lent. This is the time for us to do so. The time for us to go forward and join Christ on his way of the cross. And beware, we don't live the season of Lent just for Lent. Just as our Lord spoke of the man that was freed from the devils, and he went out into the dry place without water, and he came back into his home, and seven other devils joined him, and the first day of that man was worse than the first. The season of Lent is not for Lent, it's to make progress. We don't fast and mortify ourselves and do penance, and then, well, back into our old habits, back into our old life. We use this time to form new habits of grace in Christ. And especially, we go then to the Blessed Virgin Mary. At the end of the Gospel, the woman rose up her voice and said, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breasts that nursed thee." But he said, "Rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." And I didn't understand this for a long time until I heard the sermon on the bishop, and he mentioned, this is Our Lady. Our Lord is talking about Our Lady. Kept the words and pondered them in her heart. She always had before her mind that end to be gained, to do the will of God in all things. This is the season of Lent. This is what it's for, to form habits, to keep that before our mind. What has Christ done for us? What has he given us? But the means for us to be successful, the means for us to continue his way of the cross, to continue his act of redemption as we live the gospel day by day, keeping these words in our heart, keeping them. We live the gospel and we preach the gospel to others. And we walk as children of the light, spreading the light of the faith. The world is in darkness. The world is in darkness and sin and captivity. And so we walk as children of the light, keeping the faith, using Lent to advance ourselves, using Lent to become holy, using Lent to unite with our Lord on his way of the cross. Let us continue and persevere in this season of Lent. We're coming to the halfway point. We're coming to renew our effort then. Renew our focus. Keep that before your mind, the light of the world that you are, to go into the world and be an example to others. We use this season of Lent to form habits for that end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.